Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, May 6th. You'll be interested to know, 136 years ago today, in 1889, the Eiffel Tower was officially opened to the public during the Paris Exposition Universelle. Designed by Gustave Eiffel, this architectural marvel was initially met with skepticism, but has since become a global icon of France and a testament to human ingenuity. Standing at 324 meters tall, it was the tallest man-made structure in the world, until the completion of the Chrysler Building in New York in 1930. The Eiffel Tower continues to inspire millions, symbolizing the heights of human creativity and engineering prowess. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, rain showers are likely, and it feels like 55 degrees with 9 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:28, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some rain showers and patchy fog today, staying cloudy with a high near 63 and a light southeast breeze. Tonight, expect more rain showers and possibly some thunderstorms, with a low around 57 and gentle winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be just before 7:30, with the low tide at 1:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 51 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies with rain showers likely on Wednesday, reaching a high near 70. Thursday brings a chance of rain with a high near 73. Friday cools down to a high near 54 with more rain likely. Saturday will be partly sunny with a high near 60. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the upper 40s to low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Harvard University will not receive any new federal grants until it meets several demands from President Donald Trump's administration, as announced by the Education Department. This decision escalates the ongoing conflict between the Ivy League institution and the administration, which previously froze $2.2 billion in federal grants. An Education Department official stated that Harvard must demonstrate responsible management and address issues related to anti-Semitism, racial discrimination, and viewpoint diversity. Harvard's president has refused to comply, indicating that the university will continue to fight against these demands in court. Now on to sports. In an exhilarating game, one of the Eastern Conference semifinals, the New York Knicks stunned the Boston Celtics with a comeback victory, winning 108-105 in overtime. The Knicks, trailing by 20 points, rallied with a 25-9 run, highlighted by a crucial three-pointer and a tying dunk from OG Anunoby. Jalen Brunson led with 29 points, showcasing his resilience after a rough start. Despite the Celtics' strategic mismatches and early lead, their poor three-point shooting, only 25%, proved costly. The Knicks now lead the series 1-0, sending a strong message to the defending champions. Game 2 is Wednesday night at the Garden. In local sports, in top news, scientists are suggesting that Flourishing is a more comprehensive framework for living a fulfilling life than merely seeking happiness or wealth. Tyler J. VanderWiel, a Harvard professor, and his team have developed a holistic measure of flourishing that considers mental, physical, and spiritual well-being. Their recent findings from a global study involving over 200,000 participants highlight the importance of community in achieving fulfillment. Interestingly, lower-income countries often report higher levels of meaning and purpose than wealthier nations. VanderWiel emphasizes that our choices and relationships, rather than material possessions, are key to genuine satisfaction in life. In business news, OpenAI has made a significant move in the technology sector, agreeing to purchase the artificial intelligence coding tool Windsurf for approximately $3 billion. This acquisition, reported by Bloomberg News, cites sources familiar with the transaction. The deal highlights OpenAI's commitment to enhancing its offerings in the artificial intelligence space. As the market evolves, this acquisition could set the stage for new innovations in coding tools. Stay tuned for further updates on this developing story that reflects the ongoing trends in technology and artificial intelligence. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $95,000. Ethereum is unchanged at just over $1,800. And GOATSE's Maximus is up 3% to 7 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Cutting-edge research reveals the astonishing complexity of the human brain, which shapes our thoughts, memories, and actions. It is a remarkable organ, managing everything from heart rate to emotions. Neuroscientist Ben Rhein, known for his engaging social media presence, educates over 700,000 followers about these intricacies. He debunks the myth that we use only 10% of our brains, stating we utilize 100% for various functions. Additionally, the brain has unique signature wrinkles, and while music may not make you smarter, it can positively influence preterm infants' brain development. In entertainment news, Hollywood has long sought to bring film production back to the U.S., but not through tariffs. Actor Jon Voight recently met with President Trump, who proposed 100% tariffs on imported movies. This suggestion confused industry executives, as it targets intellectual property, lacking specific monetary value. Shares in major companies like Disney and Netflix dropped as a result. Voight, named a special ambassador to Hollywood, is working with Trump on federal policies for tax incentives to encourage domestic production. Meanwhile, states like Georgia are offering their own tax breaks to attract filmmakers. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and businessman, Thomas Edison. And he said, "Genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration," highlighting the relentless effort behind great achievements. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.